Good Friday morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok, and our listeners are putting the money in the lockbox, Alan.
Well, it is really an exciting conclusion. It's like the end of the race in National Velvet. It is really something. This is sort of the Preakness and the Kentucky Derby and the Triple Crown as we get closer and closer. Now, we're within real shooting distance now, about $100,000. Now, remember, we make $100,000 in a day during the fund drive. So if we get $100,000, we get another $25,000 from Mr. Big, a wonderful man in Northwest Connecticut. Boy, I don't want to miss out on that. So let everybody do everything that they can. I walk up to people in the street and they say, I know, I'm putting money in the lockbox. And somebody said to somebody else, Alan told me I had to do it, so I did it. That's amazing. I didn't know I had that kind of power. But in any case, this is great. And I really hope we can make it, but we'll do our best. Let everybody just go to WAMC.org and let us hear from you.
Alan, Governor Andrew Cuomo and Kathy Hochul, a former congresswoman, on Thursday accepted the support of their party at the Democratic Convention in Melville, New York, and Cuomo trumpeted New York's rebirth in his bid for a second term.
Well, he's worked very hard. You know, he's a very strategic character, and he has put out a tremendous amount of effort into his governorship, and he has a lot to brag about. There are some people on his left who are not happy with him. Nevertheless, unless the Working Families Party chooses to nominate somebody else, I don't see where he's in any danger at all. He's 29 points ahead of Astorino. That hasn't moved. That number virtually hasn't moved. And Astorino has adopted a sort of right-wing social program. So I think that plays right into Cuomo's hands. I think he's in relatively good shape.
President Obama made an appearance at the Baseball Hall of Fame, his second time in New York this month. This time it was to pitch tourism, and he says welcoming foreign visitors will help boost the American economy.
Well, we see President Obama in New York a lot more than one might have expected. He goes to the Hall of Fame. There's nothing more popular in America than baseball and football and the like. Tourism is something that the United States can do more with, but is really still one of the places that people want to come. And as far as upstate New York is concerned, tourism is one of the answers to reviving the economy. But in addition to reviving the economy, he's reviving himself because his numbers have never been that high in recent times. And the more he gets out, the more he does this kind of thing, the more popular he becomes as he becomes more accessible.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, have a great weekend.
And you too, David. It's going to be a good weekend for everybody. Let the rain come and renew our lawns and our flowers. It'll be wonderful.